This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Used to be that if you wanted to drill for natural gas, you went out and did some surveying, you found yourself a big underground reservoir, you put up a drilling rig, and you were in business. That's what people in the energy industry call conventional drilling. Kind of implies there's unconventional drilling too, right? Well, there is. It's called hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. And as it becomes more widespread, it's pretty clear that fracking is going to need a makeover. From Red River Radio, Kate Archer-Kent reports.
Researchers at Louisiana State University found that the Bayou State is more likely to support drilling if certain words aren't used.
Fracking has an undeniable similarity to a certain other four-letter word that starts with F that we won't specify.
Michael Klimek developed the questions for the LSU study.
We thought, would residents be more supportive of fracking or be more likely to think fracking is safe if we describe the process without actually using the word fracking?
Klimek took the scientific approach, but I wanted to test his theory on the streets of Shreveport, Louisiana.
Whoever came up with a good word, but most people don't really understand, you know, what it means.
I've never heard of that word. Ever. So I just learned something, so thank you.
It sounds a little dirty and nasty and impolite for mixed company, and it sounds really aggressive.
You just heard from Gary Backert, Heather Krask, and Sarah Hebert. The LSU survey went out to 731 Louisiana residents. Researchers specifically used the word fracking with about half of the sample group. For the other half, Klimek says, they described the drilling process like this.
A way to extract natural gas that involves using a high-pressure injection of water, sand, and chemicals to remove natural gas from rocks deep in the Earth's surface.
When study participants did not hear fracking in the question, they were far more likely to feel the process is safe and that the state should encourage drilling. So what does a marketing guru think about this image dilemma? David Placek created names for household products like Swiffer and Febreze as the CEO of Lexicon Branding. Placek thinks the term fracking is problematic for the natural gas industry.
The root of it is fracture, and that's just not a very positive thing. Whether there's a fracture in a political party or you fracture your arm, it's just nothing but negative connotations.
Place that calls to mind some frack history. It's found on another galaxy in the TV series Battlestar Galactica.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Turns out Battlestar Galactica characters use the word frack as an expletive. It's caught on with sci-fi fans. You can order frack t-shirts online and download frack ringtones to your phone. Placek says this presents a PR challenge when it comes to the drilling process, especially in the media.
The press is just picking up on something that was used years ago. It's easy to say, it's quick, and I think in the right situations might even be, you know, used playfully, right? What the frack is that?
Michael Klimek at LSU hopes to run this survey nationwide. David Placek says the natural gas industry should call the process by its given name, hydraulic fracturing, and then come up with a new term once the drilling technology evolves. In Shreveport, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.